With mortgage interest rates at 40-year lows, consumers have been buying or refinancing homes at record rates. The deals often help consumers lower their monthly payments, but there also is an extensive list of charges associated with taking out a mortgage loan, some of which borrowers may not be aware. That's prompted the Bush administration to propose revising the mortgage settlement process. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
It's estimated consumers spend $50 billion a year on mortgage settlement costs, and at least some of that takes the form of hidden fees tucked away in all those documents a borrower signs at closing. At a recent hearing on Capitol Hill, Housing Secretary Mel Martinez said the administration wants to simplify the mortgage settlement process for consumers and make sure they know exactly what they are paying for.
The mortgage finance process and the cost of closing are major impediments to home ownership. Every day, Americans enter into a mortgage loan, the largest financial obligation most families will ever undertake, without the clear and useful information they receive with most any other major purchase.
But the administration's proposal is already creating a backlash. Many mortgage brokers don't like a provision that would require they disclose when a consumer is being offered an interest rate that is not the best rate the consumer qualifies for. Consumers end up accepting slightly higher rates for all kinds of reasons. Usually it's because they don't want to pay upfront closing costs. There's no problem as long as borrowers know what's going on. But Martinez says all too often consumers aren't being told they're not getting the best rate. And he says in some cases the difference between the higher and lower interest rate is going directly into the mortgage broker's pocket. Martinez says how a broker is compensated along with other fees involved in the mortgage process need to be fully explained to borrowers.
In addition to adding transparency and certainty to the settlement process, we believe that our proposal can reduce closing costs by an average of $700 per closing. Overall, the annual savings to consumers could be as much as $8 billion.
The administration wants brokers to provide more accurate information on anticipated closing costs, the so-called good faith estimate that tells mortgage applicants exactly what they can expect to pay for each item in the closing. The administration would also like to see lenders start offering an alternative one-fee-covers-all approach that would allow consumers to comparison shop without having to deal with a laundry list of confusing charges. But some within the mortgage industry are concerned the proposed changes would favor large lenders who, through their ability to consolidate costs, could wind up dominating the mortgage market. Those who provide other services like title insurance also worry they won't be included in a single-fee approach. Ambom Eigen is legislative and regulatory counsel with the American Land Title Association and attended the recent hearing.
Consumers may find that they have shopped for loan packages, chosen one particular lender because the package looks good, and then find, for example, that title insurance might not be part of that package.
The administration is taking public comments on the proposed revisions through the end of the month. It's expected the earliest the changes could take effect, if they aren't swamped entirely by industry opposition, would be sometime next year. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.